We wrap up the day's top business news here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM at 24 minutes past 6. Now focusing on COSATU uniting with business against state capture, among other issues. The Trade Union Federation, Sizwe Phamla, joins us on the line for this discussion. Good evening, sir.
Evening to you and the listeners.
First, tell us more about COSATU uniting with the business sector in this regard. What is the aim?
Well, for us, as COSATU, we've always understood that trade unions are the byproducts of the economy. They are economic entities. And that while there are these permanent contradictions between the employer and the employee, at the end of the day, we do need each other, and we are in this together. And every now and then, we need to sit around the table and discuss the way forward, especially now, considering the many challenges that are facing us. I mean, as workers, we have a situation where we are seeing jobs all over the centers of the economy, being hemorrhaged by the economy. So, and we do believe that there are some bottlenecks on the side of business that need to be sorted out. For an example, you remember COSATU has been saying that there is something called an investment strike, that business is sitting on top of billions. And in fact, according to the Reserve Bank in 2014, it's 1.3 trillion, the money that is sitting in the banks. So, and this money is not necessarily being invested in the economy. At the same time, business also has got some concerns that they've been raising with regards to the way forward and the state of the economy currently. So we felt that as social partners, especially because as COSATU, we also think that we need a jobs plan and something like that can come out of dialogue through something like a job summit where we can all sit and talk about jobs and how to firstly retain the existing ones and create a new one. For that to happen, we need dialogue. So we felt the need currently to say there are so many issues from the recently adopted national minimum wage in other areas where we can engage, but also the biggest challenge we all face as social partners is really the issue of state capture. We have parastatals that are supposed to be the assets of this country that are really being looted and destroyed to the ground. At the same time, we have another social partner, which is government, that is a little bit incoherent and also suffering from a vacuum of leadership. And that affects all of us, labor and big business. So we felt that we needed to talk to these other social partners, which is big business, to see if we can find a way forward with it.
Among the calls made by COSATU and business leadership South Africa is increased accountability of politically elected leaders with enhanced checks and balances, including lifestyle audits. To who is this exactly directed? To those who have already been named in the state capture report by former public protector Thulima Tonsela, or is this a wider scope that you are looking to go to?
But it's a wider scope. It would be a mistake for us to really invest all of our energies in just dealing with the ones who have already been fingered by the public protector. What we want to see is a situation where the system itself is transformed, because we need to learn lessons from what we are going through as a country. Now we know that we do have institutions and we do have a constitution, but these institutions, the way they were designed, in mind with the hope that the people who will be elected and who will be political office bearers will be the men and women of integrity. And as and when now we are starting to discover that it's not always possible or true that the people who will be occupying these positions will be men and women of integrity, we need to make sure that those checks and balances are there in place. This administration is going to come and go. And of course, some of us would like it to go as in yesterday, but we need to look beyond them, because long after some of the ministers, including the president, have vacated the public space, they will still be labor, they will still be big business, and they will still be government. And then we then have to make sure that while we deal with the immediate threats and challenges, but we also look beyond that and take lessons from some of the experiences that we're going through.
Having united with business leadership South Africa in this regard as an alliance partner to the governing ANC, what does that say about the status of the Trade Union Federation to discuss these issues within the alliance, as has been called for, and as well as COSATU's weight to maneuver around these difficult topics?
Well, you'll remember that at an alliance level, when we came out of the Central Committee, we did come out and said that we wanted urgently to convene an alliance political council meeting with the ANC.
Right.
Because the ANC itself that actually cancelled that meeting. So that decision is out of our hands, because we needed all of the alliance partners to be on board with that decision. When the ANC decided to cancel that decision, we then said, okay, it's fine. Let us also look forward now to the policy conference, where hopefully some of these policy questions, we can be able to engage on them. But in the meantime, as an organization that represents the most vulnerable and people who are actually paying a huge price when it comes to this technical recession and the downgrading, I mean, the workers' pensions are propping up this economy. So as and when this economy collapses, it collapses with those pensions. And these people are going to retire with very little on their hands. So we do have a responsibility to actually look beyond just alliance politics. As, like I said, we're an economic entity after all, and we are interested in primary stakeholders in the state of the South African economy. It doesn't necessarily say anything about our relationship at an alliance level. We would, of course, would have liked to have had that alliance political council meeting, because it would have afforded us a platform to really and go deeper into the issues currently facing the alliance. But we are an organization entrusted with the responsibility of representing 1.7 million members, and we have to do justice in how we represent those workers.
Thank you so much for your time, COSATU Sizwe Phamla on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM, discussing the Trade Union Federation uniting with Business Leadership South Africa against state capture, among other issues.